Don't look at him. He's asked the questions.
Hi, this is Ron Colonier for King Biscuit Records.
Yeah,
legendary
Ron.
Guitarist Leslie West.
Yeah.
From
Legend in his own lunchtime.
The music on the CD is from 1974, Capitol Theater, Passaic, New Jersey. What kind of memories you got from that night?
I think that was the first night we got back together after 4 years or something. We weren't talking to each other. Felix probably sold us some bad coke or I don't know. And I think we played with ZZ Top. They opened for us that night.
Anybody else on the bill? You and the Top?
No, I don't think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Who else you want? Jesus. We opened that theater, actually, a couple of years before. We were the first show to play that. And I think we were also a three-piece band, because we had a keyboard in Mountain. I really wasn't too fond of the guy.
Who was that?
Steve Knight. We broke up and started West Bruce and Lang, Corky and I, Jack Bruce. And I think Felix, he didn't want to work anymore. And so we started that band, as soon as we started that band, he got off the plane in England and saw the headlines that we started a group with Jack Bruce. Mm-hmm. I thought he was reluctant that he made that decision. So he wanted to get back together. We had an English tour with Mountain. That's what he came over for. I told him I just didn't want a keyboard guy in the group. So we started West Bruce and Lang, and then when we got back together that night, I think it was a year or two later, we got rid of the keyboard player. So that was great. The only reason we had a keyboard player in the beginning, he didn't want to look like Cream.
Right.
You know, so
who let him know he was no longer in the band?
Felix let me tell him.
Yeah.
I was very happy to do that.
Weren't you guys in Japan, though, before the 74 show and the tour with the ZZ Top?
No, they didn't. Corky didn't go to Japan. Felix fired him. And we came back from Japan, and I said, well, if Corky's not back in the group, I'm leaving. That was after West Bruce and Lang. That Capitol show was the first show back here, you know, with Corky and, you know, Felix and me. So it was a lot of shit going on, you know, between Felix and his wife, and of course she shot him dead, so it must have been some real shit going on.
Mm-hmm. What do you miss most about Felix?
He was a cool guy to hang out with. The drugs fucked him up so badly that I didn't know what was him anymore, and I was pretty gone myself. But when we had got it going on the road, and we had a great time, he'd come home and go to his wife, and then she'd sort of reminded me of when Yoko joined the Beatles. You know, in walk Yoko, Paul said, oh no. And that's sort of what happened with Gail, you know, and then don't ever give your wife a gun. And he gave her a gun.
It's a bad gift.
Yeah, it was a bad gift. Miracle Bra's good.
There you go.
Push up. Like that, but not a gun.
Push up's not bad. 1974, what were you guys listening to then?
I was listening to my doctor at the time.
And what was his advice?
Stop taking drugs. I was listening to the blues. I didn't have any. I listened to some guys and they said, well, yeah, my roots are in the Mississippi Delta.
What are your rules for the blues, to write a good blues song?
Well, when your cat pisses on the floor or something like that, that's good enough.
You don't have
to be black and broke to have the blues, you know? And you're not supposed to be Jewish, you know, I'm Jewish. Usually when you're depressed is the worst time to write the blues. When you're happy, you think about how depressed you are, and that's when you come up with it. Or at least for me, you know?
Right.
And it's usually you wake up in the morning, well, I woke up this morning. It's not about, well, I went to school. I was in the cafeteria.
Who would you say were Mountain's major musical influences?
I don't know about Mountain's, but mine were, guitar-wise, it was Eric Clapton, and Jimi Hendrix. Mick Taylor I liked. I didn't know too much about the black blues. Felix turned me on a lot of that. You know, Felix was Dinah Shore's arranger.
Mm.
And he went to University of Michigan. and he conducted 100-piece symphonies, you know. I didn't have any musical knowledge, so between what he knew and what I didn't know, we made a pretty good team.
Cool.
Corky probably was listening to, you know, Cream, just like us. We were kids,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, absolutely. Mississippi Queen, how did that song come about?
Actually, Corky had this group in Canada, and he came to my house. I got an apartment in Park Avenue. I said, come on, we're going to have a party, man. Just
yeah.
Moved in. I bought my Bentley, and he says, he's I don't remember this. He says I had girls lined up outside the apartment. I don't remember that. But he came over there, and we started screwing around, writing stuff. And he said he had this song called Mississippi Queen. It was one chord. It was a disco song. I said, well, that's not going to fly. So I came up with that lick, and we went in the studio. I think we wrote it on a cocktail napkin in my apartment. And we were in the studio, and Felix told him to count it off, and he hit the cowbell, and we left it on there.